Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come every single week to grow, to learn, to develop together. And I thank you so much for being a part of this space. This is a place we are truly excited to have every leader come together because we know how important it is to grow together and to advance together. Iron sharpens iron. And that's why we come here every single week. So I want to appreciate you and thank you so much for being a part. If you're not following me right now on Instagram, I want you to do that. Take a moment right now, pause, and follow me, Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. I would appreciate it so much if you would do that. We definitely appreciate just being connected. It means a lot to us. Also, go to my website, josephwalker3.org, for our books and content. All those wonderful things that we know can be a blessing to you, and we hope that you'll take advantage of them. Thank you in advance for doing just that. So grateful and thankful for all of you out there supporting my wife and I's video podcast on YouTube, our life, our journey, our truth. We are geeked about it. When I tell you we're geeked, we are just super geeked. And I hope that you can definitely continuously be a part of this community as well, giving you two options every single week to grow with us and learn. We thank you. It means a lot. And so we want you to share that as well and just subscribe to it. Thank you in advance. All right. So today, everybody's been talking about this one. How do you manage problematic people? Leaders are in the people business. I'm telling you, people of God, you are in the people business, whether you want to be or not. Managing egos, managing expectations, managing the dreams of other people. Leaders have to do this all the time. And I think that if you've led for any length of time like me, you have had to deal with problematic people. It comes with the territory. But I want to help you today because I believe that there are some things that all of us can do to help us manage these seasons or people or however you determine it to be, because you have to still lead and get things done. Sometimes these people are just going to be there. They're part of the organization, but they're problematic. How do you do it? Well, the first thing I want you to write down is expect it. There's no way it's not going to happen. Nobody is exempt from it. When you're pushing vision, vision is going to attract people to you. And oftentimes it's not always positive attraction. They are attracted to the thing you're trying to do, but they have a problem with the way in which you're doing it. Problematic people show up all the time, and I've just learned to expect it. I have learned. You know, I once heard the story about a man took donuts to his team of problematic people. You would think they would be so excited about the donuts, and their response was, "Wow, these donuts are so good, but they got a hole in them." Some people will always find the proverbial hole in everything. And it can be so discouraging, so disheartening when folks do that. So I want you to just learn how to expect it. People are going to always find something negative. They're going to always be naysayers. They're going to always be haters. Just deal with it. It comes with the territory. But here's the deal. Number two, don't allow them to create toxicity within your team. See, when I understand where it's coming from, I isolate it. Because I don't want those people around, particularly around the new hires, new people, new members of my church. I don't want those people around them because that toxic spirit of complaining and picking and nitpicking will then transfer to them. You ever seen that happen? Good people who started out, but then they became toxic. It's because of the crowd they hung out with. So I want to encourage you. I really do. To make sure you don't allow problematic people to create toxicity in your organization. Deal with it at the top. Chop it off at the top. Don't allow it, because if you do, it'll take years for you to get your organization back on track. Here's number three, isolate and communicate. There it is. When I got a problematic person, I'm going to get them by themselves. I'm going to put together a performance review plan with them, or I'm going to talk about a better way to work. And I am going to allow them to do that in silo for a while, to work in that area, because it doesn't make sense. Listen carefully. For me to expect things from people when they are a part of something and there's nothing that's been done to share with them that they could potentially be the problem. So isolate them. You don't have to embarrass them. And communicate with them what your concerns are. Communicate where you're trying to go. Communicate. Communication is key here. A lot of leaders miss this point because we just go on and on and on, and we don't really explain to people why we're doing the things that we're doing. I'm learning this. I'm learning it. You have to explain to people why you're doing what you're doing. Got it? All right. Let's go to the next point. Be clear concerning expectations. I take nothing for granted. I want to be clear. When I'm dealing with problematic people, here's what's expected of you. Do you understand? Here's the strategy we want to use in order for that thing we're expecting of you to come to fruition. Can you do it? All of these things bring clarity. And I think when you operate like that, when you're clear concerning expectations, it's difficult for people to clap back negatively and say they didn't understand because you were very clear on the front end. I've been in situations where it was not so clear and it became contentious. But man, when you're dealing with problematic people, you better dot every I and cross every T. I journal a lot. Sometimes I'm journaling in real time, my encounters with people. So important. So listen carefully. We're getting there. Be clear about those expectations. But don't compromise to accommodate one person. Why would you compromise every single thing you have done in order to accommodate one person on your team? Why would you do it? Listen carefully. This is important. Make certain you don't compromise. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You got some amazing people out there, but you're compromising because this one problematic person says, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. And all of a sudden now you're changing everything up because you're trying to accommodate one individual. Don't give a person that much power. It's bigger than them. It's bigger than you. So whatever you do, make certain everybody understands the work that we do is bigger than us. No one is going to get in the way of that work. So we're not compromising to accommodate. All right? Here's the other thing. Document everything. Sometimes you learn this the hard way, boy. You're a learner the hard way. Problematic people, man, they keep receipts. And you have to learn the power of keeping receipts. Can you do that? Can you document every time they did this or didn't do that? Can you document what you said? I never send emails without sending a duplicate email to another staff member because I recognize how people can take things out of context, say it never happened, etc. So document every single thing. Got it? All right, let's review. The first thing we talked about is how to expect it. It's going to come. Make no mistake about it. Expect it to show up. Not only that, but don't allow it to create toxicity within your organization. Know that when problematic people show up, they want to spill venom all over your organization, but don't let it. Deal with it. Remove it. Isolate it. But then be clear concerning expectations. What are your expectations for me in my situation, in my role? What are you asking me to do? I'm very clear about that. You have to be very clear about what your expectations are. And then you document. Listen, document everything. This is so important. Compliance. You talked about it in a previous podcast. So document. Make certain you are documenting every single thing. All right. Let's go to number 7. Never hire who you cannot fire. I'm going to let that sit there for a moment. Never hire who you cannot fire. I have seen people do this. You get your emotional heartstrings in it. The person you hire becomes problematic, but you're close to them.
You have certain relationships with them and now you're stuck. Your team is frustrated because you can't fire them because now it would negatively impact the friendship for eternity. Anyone I hire, I have to have that conversation with. Be very clear. I never hire anyone who I cannot fire. You cannot have preferential treatment in your organization. You must make certain that everybody's held to the same standard. Everybody can experience the same consequences. All of this matters in the culture and climate of your organization. So let me tell you something. As you think about what you've heard today, think about all of these different strategies and principles. I truly believe you're well on your way as a next level leader. I believe you can manage these difficult people. One book I think is incredibly important is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. I just took a book club through that earlier this year. This book, I took my staff through it. It helps you to see yourself. How do people view me? And when you do that, you may discover a lot about you. So listen, problematic people are going to come. Everyone has to deal with them. They have an opinion about this, no opinion about that. I mean, they truly, truly are problematic. But guess what? You are a next level leader and you know how to manage it. You know how to deal with it. So what I want you to do is I want you to lock in on all of these seven principles. And I want you to remember something. Sometimes the problematic people help develop you. Your resolve, your patience, your resilience, all can be attributed sometimes to the problematic people you have. Maybe, just maybe, God is allowing you to experience the problematic people because he's building something in you that otherwise would not be known. It takes strength and resistance to work together to build muscle. You want to build muscle. You want to be a better leader. You want to be stronger as you go forward. Embrace the resistance. Oh boy, I know that's tough. You're like, oh, no more resistance, please. Why do I just let these people go? No, it is necessary as a next level leader to make sure you embrace it because it all is a part of it. I thank you so much. Make sure now you follow me. I really do want you to follow me on Instagram. That means a lot. Follow me at JosephWalker3. Let me know how this has blessed you. And I know you're like, building muscles. I don't know, Dr. Walker. Yes, you can do this. Make sure you go to my Instagram, JosephWalker3. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get the books, all that. Find out when I'll be in your area. Find out we do special things for next level leaders. It's all there. And then, of course, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being a faithful supporter of this podcast. And I'm praying many, many, many blessings upon you and yours. Until next time, I want you to be blessed out there. Take care. We'll talk soon. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.